Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN's At the Track, the show that covers the roots of racing. PRN's At the Track is presented by Pro Fabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins, and by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Now, here's the host of PRN's At the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN At the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Kyle McGowan about next weekend's races at North Wilkesboro Speedway. Then we'll speak with winning Dirt Late Model driver Jesse Lowe. And we'll have a conversation with NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour racer Melissa Fifield. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Georgia at Cochran to Jordy Nipper. John Wyndham gets the win at Talladega Short Track in Alabama. Virginia Motor Speedway to Trevor Collins. The checkers at Langley to Greg Edwards. And Justin Williams returns to victory lane at Natural Bridge. Beckley, West Virginia. The Steel Block Bandit win to Tyler Bear. Austin Taylor victorious at Auburndale, Florida. Hendry County, Stevie Throop continues his winning ways. North Carolina at Ace. Zach Clifton and Jordan Brown split the victories. Donovan Jackson wins at Rockfish. Dixieland, Brett Robinson. Rod Tucker in victory lane at Gastonia. Ultimate goes to Steve Blackburn, while Russell Irwin gets the big trophy at County Line. East Lincoln to Alan Wyatt. Cade Brown crowned late model champion at Hickory. Halifax to Michael Rouse. Wayne Taylor gets the victory at Harris. Off Axis 500 again taken by Nick Sanchez. George Phillips, the winner at Orange County. New River All-America to Paul Williamson. Hayden Wise wins Carteret. Wake goes to Daniel Von Cannon. South Carolina at Lakeview to Nick Tucker. Bryson Brinkley wins at Florence. And Lawrence County goes to Larry Teal. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, North Wilkesboro Speedway track official Kyle McGowan, as he gets set and the whole group up there gets set for the Saturday, September 30th, Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150 for the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour. We're going to hit it hard right at you. Kyle, you know, what's the news? What's the latest on Money Matt Hirschman? I know a little while ago he had an injury. I saw that he had raced. Is he coming now to North Wilkesboro? What's the latest you're hearing? And what are some other news that we need to know as we're just days away now from the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150 at North Wilkesboro?
Well, first off, Lenny, I'd like to say thank you for having me on the show this week. It's definitely a great honor to be on the show. A lot of really great things happening up in North Wilkesboro. The entries are certainly filing in quite rapidly for the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour. You're going to be in the mid to high 30s as far as car count goes. It's going to be a great field of tour modifieds that are going to put on a great event.
Kyle, don't you have a couple of NASCAR names we should know as well, right?
We do. We do. Ryan Newman and Bobby Labonte are both entering the event. Both great ambassadors of the sport. Bobby Labonte taking on his Cookout number 39 car, I believe it is, and you know he's doing a wonderful job there. And Big Money Matt ran the Race of Champions 250 lapper this past weekend. So I would say he's probably well on his way to a recovery. Hopefully we'll see him at the event. He's been definitely a highly sought out driver to be there and, you know, help put on a phenomenal show for all the fans.
Looking forward to the field that will be Saturday, September 30th at North Wilkesboro Speedway for the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour, the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150. Tickets available at NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. And on the ProFabrication.com hotline is North Wilkesboro Speedway track official Kyle McGowan. You also have a support race that's really a headliner in and of itself, the Central Logistics 75 for the Carolina Crate Modifieds. We had Bowman Gray Stadium's Amber Lynn on, laying down the gauntlet that she, one of the most, you know, popular and divisive, all in the same package, racers to come out of Bowman Gray Stadium. She's going to run a modified in that Central Logistics 75. Are some of the other big name modified tracks in the Northeast sending their racers to compete in this as well?
Absolutely. Drivers from my home track at Wall Stadium in New Jersey, Stafford Motor Speedway, the Race of Champions, Crate Tour, Thompson Motor Speedway, a lot of really great tracks up in the Northeast have a lot of really great talented drivers coming down to run the Central Logistics 75. It's going to be a phenomenal event for themselves. they're expected to bring up to 50 cars to the event.
Wow.
And I know there's so many people that want to come. They want to get in the pits. They want to get up close and personal to the cars.
Yeah. Hey, hang on just one second, Kyle. I do want to ask you about that. Kyle McGowan, track official from North Wilkesboro Speedway, getting us up to speed on next Saturday, September 30th, NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour combined with the Carolina Crate Modified Tour race, packaged into the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150 and Central Logistics 75, NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com, where you can get tickets. And we're chatting about ProFabrication.com hotline is where you can get all the parts and pieces that you need for all the headers and exhaust. That is ProFabrication.com. But I want to get in the pits at North Wilkesboro. And I know some of my neighbors that are coming up the mountain to go see it. A lot of folks do. What is the system that a fan can purchase to be able to get in the pits at North Wilkesboro? That's history there. That is going to be something.
It is, and I am so looking forward to having the fans in the pit area that want to come down, that want to get up close and personal to the cars. If you go on this app called Pit Pay, you can download it in the Google Play Store or your iPhone app store as well. It's like I said, it's called Pit Pay, created by Frank Bolter. It is a easy way to purchase all your pit passes on there. $50 to get in the back gate, buy your pit pass, show up to the track with a QR code, scan your QR code at gate 2, get your armband and go walk into the pit area, get up close and personal with drivers like Justin Bond Sr. and other stores of the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour.
The Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150 and the Carolina Crate Modifieds for the Central Logistics 75. NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com if you want to sit in the grandstands, PitPay.com if you want to add that bonus to get in the pits. Thank you, Kyle McGowan, track official from North Wilkesboro Speedway. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
PRN's At The Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Here's Christopher Bell.
My Toyota Camry TRD race car isn't cheap to build and prepare. I have a pit crew that maintains and fixes my equipment. I have a spotter high above the track watching my back, talking me through turns and potential dangers on the track. I physically train to handle the stress of driving. And I have software helping my crew chief and engineers make the right strategy calls. And with all this, I never take my eyes off the road, and neither should you. One distraction can change everything in one instant.
When you take a swipe at your teammate leaving pit road and then act like nothing happened, you know, I just don't know where his head's at. That's the conversation in the garage. How focused is he? Where's he at? What's he thinking about? Personally, I think the not making the playoffs and not coming back and running as well as he did has really set him back on his heels. He's just not come back yet.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me every Monday night for another great episode of Fast Talk right here on the Performance Racing Network.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people in store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Welcome back to PRN At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off his latest American All-Star Series victory at Buckshot Raceway in Alabama, Tennessee's Jesse Lowe. Hey, Jesse, welcome to the show. Points leader now in the series. But, man, going in, I read a little bit about what you had said on Facebook, that this was a challenging track for you in years past. How, when you leave the shop or even as you're preparing all week to get ready to leave, do you take a bad track and try to make it a good one from a mental aspect so that you can be up on the wheel at least whether things work out or not?
Honestly, you know, we went there earlier in the year and first time there for us, and we really just wasn't very good. We struggled all night. We changed things at the racetrack. Didn't seem to help. So with us being in a very tight points battle this week, we decided that literally we needed to do opposite of what we did last time. So there's a lot of little things you can do, but you know, just in a big perspective, we took our notebook and looked at it and said, okay, we need to do opposite of whatever that was. And we went down a day early, and so that way, because you know, it's a 6-hour drive for us down, so we went down a day early and got a hotel and got up the next morning, got some good lunch and made sure that we were mentally prepared. And then luckily when we got there, everything was really smooth, and we were quickest in hot laps, set fast time, won our dash, and won the feature. And surprisingly, you would laugh if I told you this, but we didn't hardly change anything all night. I was too scared to be honest, because we were good. So, but you know, there in this racing game, there's so many things that can go awry or go different. And we were just really lucky and really blessed that we were good right out of the box.
Jesse Lowe, the winner of the American All-Star Series event at Buckshot Raceway in Alabama last weekend. And that was what I was going to ask you about. You know, I wouldn't tell a driver they were scared, but certainly concerned about making, you know, adjustments as the positives were starting to build up for you. What was that like? You had set the fast time in the practice, in the proceedings up to it, the fast time overall going into the final feature, and then you're there, and certainly, you know, weather is going to dictate a little bit of a temperature change and a moisture change to a dirt track where things would adjust. Does it start to get more worrisome as those things factor up in your mind that you're about to go into it, and now it's still an abyss of whether you will or won't?
Yes, of course. And, you know, and some things that a lot of people don't know is, you know, we're in a brand new chassis that this chassis has never, you know, the first time we went to Buckshot, that was the first time this brand of chassis has ever been there. And so we don't really even have a notebook. And so, you know, when, you know, you watch the racetrack and you try to prepare and adjust for what's to come later in the night. But, you know, even with a brand new chassis, you may make an adjustment you may think works, but it doesn't. So it's one of those games that you just have to go with your gut. And, you know, when you get in the seat, you just hope you made the right adjustments.
Jesse Lowe on the profabrication.com hotline. He wins at Buckshot Raceway in Alabama in the American All-Star Series, now leading in series points with the series drop race excluded. He is in front, three races to go, two of them in the home state of the racer chasing him, Josh Dietz in Kentucky, one in the volunteer state of Tennessee. That's where Jesse's from. How does that factor in hometown crowds, things like that? You know, friendly territory, not so friendly territory. Is that somewhat of a concern as you go in? Is it like, you know, college football and games like that where you got to go and go against the rival in their home state?
I think with a couple of the schedule changes, we're definitely going to a couple of his tracks that he's very good at. And, you know, and for me, I kind of like that because the pressure is on him, you know. I just have to go out there and do the best I can. But, you know, he has that home crowd. So when we come to my place, you know, that amps the pressure up a little bit for us. You know, when you do race in front of your hometown crowd or, you know, your local places, you're expected to be good. You're expected to do perform better than, you know, going somewhere that you're not from. So, you know, I'm actually looking forward to that challenge, and it makes us step our game up even better and even more that we are going to places that I know he's good. So preparation through the week is a little more strict, you know, making sure, you know, all the tires are right and the maintenance is done correctly and, you know, everything is checked over and ready to go. So we got three left, and we got to make sure we're on our A game.
Jesse Lowe on the profabrication.com hotline, the points leader in the American All-Star Series. And speaking of profabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it. Just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. And by the way, the three races remaining, as are the all the races of the American All-Star Series, available on Dirt 2 Media. You can check that out on dirt2tv.com. So, Jesse, with those remaining races, you know, how important is this title? You know, we talk about titles and things like that. You're in the points lead. You've certainly got all the professionalism laid out, but the passion of the sport that, you know, you're a second generation driver, your dad races still and such. How important is this title and what will it mean to you to be able to hold on for these three races and get it?
It's very important. It's, you know, it's been a long year and a lot of people don't understand how gruesome the schedule really is for, you know, a crate racer. You know, a lot of your crate racing guys are Saturday night racers. You know, they've worked full-time jobs and I know Josh and Zach Sass, a lot of the points guys that are running, you know, they have full-time jobs. So to travel the schedule that we have and to put in the hours that we have, to represent the series as a champion would mean a lot to me. It's something that I don't know if I'll chase again, you know? And so, looking back, you know, I've won a UCRA title. I've won, you know, a bunch of track championships, but this is something that we've traveled to Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky, Alabama. I mean, we traveled all over the place. So to say that you're a champion and you've went to all those different places and won races there, that's a pretty cool deal.
It definitely would be. The Buckshot Raceway winner, third win in the series this season, Jesse Lowe on the profabrication.com hotline. Thank you for joining us. Best of luck as the season winds down in those final three races. Safe travels up and down the highway. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus two times O Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are only eight left in the NASCAR playoffs when they come to Vegas. Who will take home the win? Playoff weekend returns, and it's going to be much cooler. It's October 13th through 15th, the South Point 400 NASCAR playoff race. Kids tickets are just $10 on Sunday, free on Saturday. And Friday is free to everyone. That's right, everyone. Concerts, camping, kids fun, we have everything to make the experience one for the memory books. Las Vegas Motor Speedway, October 13th through 15th. There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your engine!
Reddick goes right to the bottom of the racetrack. Chastain tries to hold on the outside.
Truex on the inside, Byron in the middle. Chastain up high.
Hamlin now beginning to come to the front. He's got the edge now. He'll take the lead away.
Brian Blaney sliding down into the grass. There was a lot of bumping and grinding. And Blaney noses into the infield retaining wall.
Ross Chastain doing a great job. Truex right there, big in his mirror as they race down the backstretch here. Harrison Burton is spinning down the back straightaway. Everybody going to the top side. Here comes Kyle Larson. Larson dives to the bottom of the racetrack. He wants to lead all four.
Chris Buescher has the trouble. Edge and a spin off of turn four.
Yeah, we've got a ton of cars that are in this one, and Larson is certainly one of those cars.
Trouble coming out of turn four. Hamlin is sideways. The car spins down on the apron of the racetrack.
Byron takes that brightly painted number 24 to the front. He gets a big shove from Daniel Suarez.
This is PRN.
Wanted more at North Wilkesboro Speedway? Come get it. Saturday, September 30th, as the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour returns for the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150. And the Carolina Crate Modifieds will race the Central Logistics 75. Tickets are available now at NorthWilkesboroSpeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of the racers that will be competing at the North Wilkesboro Speedway next Saturday, the 30th, Melissa Fifield, top 10 racer in the series points, coming off of her career best finish at the Rock'em Sock'em Tough, Tough Riverhead Raceway out on Long Island. And hey, Melissa, great to have you on the show. I got to look at this September kind of bingo card that your life is kind of put on here. From all that I know, from behind the scenes and reports and such, top 10 in points the first time in your career, racing at the historic North Wilkesboro Speedway on September 30th. And then you get a guy kneeling down in front of you, Hunter Smith from Fit Stop Performance, and he pops open a box and you said yes and took the ring. I mean, that is a September forever. Could you ever imagine to be able to put all that together in this short month?
I could never imagine it. It's been a fantastic September, one that I will not forget.
Wow. Well, hopefully the Hunter situation is primary in that memory, but coming up for North Wilkesboro Speedway will be something as well. And, surviving to finish like you did at Riverhead Raceway. And we're chatting with Melissa Fifield, the driver who has moved into the top 10 in NASCAR Wheel and Modified Series points, coming to North Wilkesboro Speedway on September 30th, next Saturday. Going to be a fantastic event up there. But Riverhead, just to survive to have a 12th place finish, that is something. I mean, I know you went in the pits, had to, basically almost get out of the car yourself. You've got, such a small pit crew. How proud does it make, though, that as much, it takes to grind these wins and, runs out? How does that make you feel as you go the momentum to go up to a historic place like Wilkesboro next?
I'm super proud of our finish and just surviving Riverhead. It's been one of my toughest racetracks, and the last few times we've run there, we've progressed a lot, so it's now become one of my favorite racetracks. Just surviving there is a win in itself, and to do what we do with really only a couple of crew members and myself, I'm super proud of how far we came that night.
No wind tunnels, no flying engineers from way off, doing it old school and doing it the way a lot of us appreciate that much more. Melissa Fifield, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, getting ready for next Saturday, September 30th, up at North Wilkesboro, the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150 for the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So, with a small, tight pit crew and all, the wedding won't have as maybe a grand party and such. Have you and Hunter already picked out what linens will be? Are you going to have checkered things? What's the wedding going to be like? What are you thinking, at least?
So our wedding will be somewhere on the smaller side, and we are planning to do it at the end of next year once both of our schedules have kind of calmed down and we have a little bit of time to relax and reset. So each week we try to make a little more progress on planning it, but I hope to have some more details in the next couple weeks are sorted out, but we've made some progress.
Wow. And Hunter, congratulations. I think you've got a lady that will be right there along with you. Hunter Smith, Fit Stop Performance, does a lot for all the different racers that have training programs here in and around the Charlotte area. And we're chatting with the soon-to-be for him, Melissa Fifield, his newly engaged, soon-to-be other half, on her way to North Wilkesboro Speedway next Saturday, September 30th, to race as a top 10 points driver in the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour. I barely know that you raced the Allison Legacy Series coming up and such, even racing down here in like Orange County, Hickory, and places like that. But how did, even younger Melissa Fifield find racing and get into this crazy world?
So I grew up going to the racetrack with my family as a cheap family outing at like Lee Speedway, New Hampshire Motor Speedway, where I just fell in love with race cars and knew since I was five that I wanted to be a race car driver. It took me a few years of convincing to let my parents let me race. So I didn't get to start till I was 12 in go-karts and here locally, and then move into, the Allison Legacy Series. So it's a dream of mine to be in the Modified Tour. I fell in love with Modifieds really at the age of seven. I think they're the best series out there with the best drivers. So I'm really excited to be able to race next weekend at North Wilkesboro Speedway. That's such a historic track for NASCAR. So it's definitely one when the schedule came out that I really highlighted on my calendar that this is going to be a pretty great weekend.
Melissa Fifield, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, top 10 in points leading into the race at North Wilkesboro next Saturday, September 30th for the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. So who was your driver back in the day? Who were some of the racers that you looked up to as you were heading out to the tracks in your area?
So for Modifieds, growing up watching there, I was always a Ted Christopher fan, Mike Stefanik. And then as far as another female that I really looked forward to watching and growing her team was Jennifer Jo Cobb. And I've really been able to make a friendship with her in the past couple of years. So it's been pretty cool to be able to talk to my idol growing up.
Wow, that is awesome. Generations of racing ladies chatting and continuing the history on and history about to be made at North Wilkesboro Speedway as the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour comes there Saturday, September 30th with Melissa Fifield in the top 10 in points. Can you even, you know, fathom that at this point that you're going to that historic place as a top 10 points driver? What's that feel like?
It's such a great accomplishment to be able to do it. We've had really a great season so far, and I hope to, you know, finish out in the top 10, but It's pretty wild to hear that and know it's taken a lot of hard work to get here and dedication to this sport. And it's definitely pretty wild.
Melissa Fifield, see her next Saturday at North Wilkesboro Speedway, the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150 for the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. Tickets available at northwilkesborospeedway.com. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NASCAR returns to North Wilkesboro Speedway Saturday, September 30th for the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150, featuring the ground pounders of the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour. Bobby Labonte and Ryan Newman are scheduled to race these sleek retro rockets against tour stars like Ron Silk and Money Matt Hirschman. You wanted more at North Wilkesboro Speedway? Come get it Saturday, September 30th. Tickets available at northwilkesborospeedway.com.
I didn't hate the natural races playing out. I didn't hate a race that was 2 hours and 15 minutes for a change. I didn't hate that the best car at those two races won. We're not going to see a barn burner every single time we race.
Unfortunately, every race is just unpredictable. Some are going to have more cautions than others, whether you have restarts or not. I do, though, like the reset and having a pause point at the end of each stage.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters on the Performance Racing Network.
Wanted more at North Wilkesboro Speedway? Come get it next weekend, Saturday, September 30th, as the NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour returns for the Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150. And the Carolina Crate Modifieds will race the Central Logistics 75. Tickets are available now at northwilkesborospeedway.com, and pit passes are available at pitpay.com. Plenty of racing going on all around the country. Harvest Festival season is in full swing. And get out there and support grassroots racing. Make hay with them while the sun is shining. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN's At the Track was presented by ProFabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. And by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. This is the Performance Racing Network.